transmission vector remains unclear even now, but it is almost certain that the plague arrived aboard a ship, perhaps in dormant form and unknown to the crew who carried it. It might even have arrived years earlier. It seems unlikely now that the truth will ever be known. Too much has been destroyed or forgotten. Vast swaths of our digitally stored planetary history were erased or corrupted by the plague. In many cases, only human memory remains intact, and human memory is not without its fallibilities. The Melding Plague attacked our society at the core. It was not quite a biological virus, not quite a software virus, but a strange and shifting chimera of the two. No pure strain of the plague has ever been isolated, but in its pure form it must resemble a kind of nano-machinery, analogous to the molecular-scale assemblers of our own medicine technology. That it must be of alien origin seems beyond doubt. Equally clear is the fact that nothing we have thrown against the plague has done more than slow it. More often than not, our interventions have only made things worse. The plague adapts to our attacks. It perverts our weapons and turns them against us. Some kind of buried intelligence seems to guide it. We don't know whether the plague was directed toward humanity, or whether we have just been terribly unlucky. At this point, based on our prior experiences, your most likely reaction is to assume that this document is a hoax. Our experience has also shown that our denying this will accelerate the process of adjustment by a small but statistically significant factor. This document is not a hoax. The Melding Plague actually happened, and its effects were far worse than you are currently capable of imagining. At the time of the plague's manifestation, our society was supersaturated by trillions of tiny machines. They were our unthinking, uncomplaining servants, givers of life and shapers of matter, and yet we barely gave them a moment's thought. They swarmed tirelessly through our blood. They toiled ceaselessly in our cells. They clotted our brains, linking us all into DeMarkey's web of near-instantaneous decision-making. We moved through virtual environments woven by direct manipulation of the brain's sensory mechanisms, or scanned and uploaded our minds into lightning-fast computer systems. We forged and sculpted matter on the scale of mountains, wrote symphonies out of matter, caused it to dance to our whims like tamed fire. Only the conjoiners had taken a step closer to Godhead. And some said we were not far behind them. Machines grew our orbiting city-states from raw rock and ice, and then bootstrapped inert matter towards life within their biomes. Thinking machines ran those city-states, shepherding the 10,000 habitats of the Glitterband as they processed around Yellowstone. Machines made Chasm City what it was, shaping its amorphous architecture towards a fabulous and phantasmagoric beauty. All that is gone. It was worse than you are thinking. If the plague had only killed our machines, millions would still have died, but that would have been a manageable catastrophe, something from which we could have recovered. But the plague went beyond mere destruction, into a realm much closer to artistry, albeit an artistry of a uniquely perverted and sadistic kind. It caused our machines to evolve uncontrollably, out of our control at least, seeking bizarre new symbioses. Our buildings turned into gothic nightmares, trapping us before we could escape their lethal transfigurations. The machines in our cells, in our blood, in our heads, began to break their shackles, blur